Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, October 7th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Shoshana Bean will play her final performance in Hell's Kitchen on December 1st. Bean herself announced the news on her Instagram page last night. She received her second career Tony nomination for the Alicia Keys jukebox musical, in which she plays Jersey, the female protagonist's overbearing mother. Chris Lee, who plays Nuck, also announced his departure from the musical today. He will play his final performance on October 20th. Both Bean and Lee have been involved with the project since it premiered off-Broadway last year at the Public Theater. Bean and Lee's replacements will be announced later. Hell's Kitchen continues at the Schubert Theater. In a Broadway first, Romeo and Juliet, starring Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler, will offer open captions, available at every performance going forward. This marks another step towards accessibility in commercial theater. Supertitles will be displayed from a permanent screen above the set. The screen will be viewable from select seats for deaf and hard-of-hearing theatergoers. Individuals with hearing loss now have the option to attend any performance of this production that they choose. Romeo and Juliet is now in previews at the Circle in the Square Theater. Opening night is November 24th for a limited run through February 16th. And finally today, this morning, Tammy Faye released a demo track of one of its songs. The new musical, with an original score by Elton John and Jake Shears, begins previews October 19th before a November 14th opening at the Palace Theater. Inside the District has a first listen of Katie Braben, who plays the titular televangelist, performing the Act 1 finale, Empty Hands.
Here I am, trying to stand.
You can listen to the full demo track right now on YouTube. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.